Hi, my name is Atara Matthews. I was desperately searching for answers to my failed marriage. I was a stander, but things were just getting progressively worse, and my husband divorced me. During the period between my separation and divorce, I had posted some prayers for my marriage on a prayer site. A woman responded and emailed me the book How God Can and Will Restore Your Marriage. After reading the book, as the saying goes, the rest was history for me, because all the answers I had desperately prayed for was all in this one book. After voraciously reading the book in a couple of hours, I found the ministry site information and completed the marriage evaluation. I received the answers to further questions I had regarding being divorced. Soon after, I started the free course one, and that is when things really started changing for me, and I felt so much hope and hopeful for my future. RMI and Encouraging Women meant so much to me at a time when I was desperately searching, looking for something to heal my broken heart and make me feel whole again. Reading the Encouraging Women daily praise reports and devotionals kept me going and so encouraged, even though I was divorced, even though my situation in the natural didn't look very good. Doing the courses gave me the knowledge of God's word so that I knew how to handle each and every trial, situation and problem that I came up against. I learned so many important principles, but the very first one that comes to mind is the principle of tithing to your storehouse. I saw the fruits of tithing in action when I started selling Avon cosmetics and started tithing on what I earned as a rep, as well as what I received in my regular job. What surprised me was orders I received and the commission I made. The windows of heaven was open for me, and so much financial blessing was poured out on me. My daughter and I never suffered lack, as the Lord always provided for our every need. Over these years of tithing, I have been so very blessed. I went from sleepless nights and always worrying about finances and hardly being able to pay rent and put food on the table to living a life of abundance and joy. Simply put, I don't worry about money anymore like I used to. I felt led to minister to women after reading the How God Can and Will Restore Your Marriage book, and while I was doing course one, because I can remember wanting to tell every woman I came into contact with about the principles that I was learning, and I even borrowed my copy of the book to a colleague and her marriage was restored. My heavenly husband is first in my life. This came about after reading many praise reports of women speaking about the heavenly husband, but I feel like the feeling became cemented and so intimate when I started listening to the love songs. Reading the first love lesson is what planted the seeds for the above to happen. I believe it came about very gradually and very gently, but I will never forget my very first love song that my heavenly husband gave to me during a very difficult part of my journey, when I was enduring so much pain and humiliation. He came through for me and showed me his immense love for me through a song which he knew would speak into the deepest part of my heart. My heavenly husband has restored my marriage after separation, divorce, and remarriage. Right now, I am happily married, but I do believe that if my heavenly husband had to take away my earthly husband, yes, I would be brokenhearted, but I do not think that I would feel like I did before, like I have no life. I would have my precious love, and he has become all I want. I happily live for him and his plans and purposes for my life, whatever it may be, because I learned that the moment I surrendered my life and my entire heart to him, that is when I started living the abundant life. All the resources and books, pouring my heart out into the lessons, definitely helped to cement many of the principles that I learned so that I was able to carry them out in my daily life. After I did a lesson, I would write out scriptures, which is something the ministry teaches, onto 3x5 cards and keep them with me. I can remember very difficult moments of despair along my journey when I would pull out those cards in the bathroom of my workplace, standing in queues, and I would renew my mind and heart with His Word. I would come away feeling a renewed hope in the Lord and His plans and purpose, leaving me feeling at peace. I looked forward to reading the Encourager every day. It was the highlight of my day. I couldn't wait to read the praise reports, and they always seemed to be just what I needed to hear to encourage me. The My Beloved devotionals was also a favorite, and it is so amazing how the Lord spoke to me through those devotions. All the resources helped and encouraged me throughout my journey. Dear precious woman reading my bio or listening to this audio, the encouragement that I would like to leave you with is one of the very first things I learned and the most important, and that is to seek God. Learn to go to Him and ask Him about whatever it is you need to know. Sit quietly with Him and just ask Him lovingly and speak to Him about what is on your heart, whether it is a concern or a question. Invest into your own restoration journey by setting aside time each and every day to get plugged into the resources that is offered here. It will be the best investment you will ever make that will reap the most rewards.